Blog Talk Radio.
What up? We live right now on Tour Radio. Lena Season Fields, man. It's the Loving Liberty Eagles versus the West Texas Drillers. And he said he couldn't find it, Brolin. All right. He said just let him out. Perfect. He said let him out. We're trying to get the intro song together right now as we speak. And what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to put this on. So we're live. We're all live.
And we love that, baby.
We're live right now, Tour Radio. This is my co-host right here, Darian. Say what up, man.
What up?
Good. Thank you guys for tuning in right now.
Coming to the field, man.
It's the West Texas Drillers! And right now, yes, I'm just introduced the West Texas Drillers. We're live, Lena Stevens Field, Lubbock Christian High School.
This is for your home team, the Lubbock Liberty Eagles! Okay, glad we got that going.
And for you guys that's tuning in right now, it is hot right here in the LBK. It's a sunny day. And right now, the Loving Liberty Eagles do have on all blue, blue on blue, but with red stripes right in the middle of the pants, white helmets with an eagle on it as well. From the left and to the right, and the West Texas Drillers have on white pants, white jerseys with black sleeves and black numbers and also some black helmets. And we do have a few other captains for the Drillers. Number 12, T.J. London. Number 3, Adrian Turtle. Number 4, Jamal Johnson. And number 78, Garrett Morton.
For the Lubbock Liberty Eagles, you got number 1, Corey White. Number 66, Tyrone Varengat. What I like to call it, boy. And then we got big number 99. I always misplace that dude's name. I don't never know that man's name. They always switching stuff on. That's Bryson Parrish, everybody. The boy is big and all outside.
All outside.
So we're going to see what they do today. We're going to hopefully it's a good one, man. They usually always have a good one with these two squads. The Lubbock and the, what is it, West Tech, the Midland area.
The Midland area, all the Pride, the Drillers.
They all seem to know each other. They all play flag football with each other sometimes during the summer. No, they seriously be traveling back. 8 on 8.
Let me give a shout out to the referees as well. Shout out to the coaches. Shout out to the owners. Guys, you know, it wouldn't be possible. And shout out to the fans. Remember, if you guys coming out here to the field, make sure you get some of that nice kind of H2O.
Yes, sir. You need to. This is the typical West Texas day. And you need an umbrella for both situations.
That's a shorty with an umbrella right there.
Yeah, it's too hot and it's raining, so you don't know what to expect.
Here comes Rihanna with the umbrella.
Umbrella.
Yes, we're live, baby. Lubbock, Texas, man. Shout out to the 806. It's the Hub City. Lubbock Liberty Eagles, and you guys were the champion last year as well. Right?
Yes, sir, they were. I think it was a slightly different league, but they all moved to like the same league. It's a
they
bigger league in Texas.
It's a little bit of migration, not segregation.
All right. See who's going to get this ball first today. Shout out to number 21, Dustin Robinson, man. That boy there, he always bouncing off stuff, man. You know, D Rob, I always got it. My boy JD Cotton, you know what I'm saying? I see you with your wave cap on.
Cotton.
I like Cotton.
You know who Cotton is off of Empire?
I do. I I do. Looks like the West Texas Drillers are going to be back to receive first. Who's that back there, Pete?
We got number 9. Receiving for the Drillers is number 9, Trey Lyons. Speaking of Empire.
That's Lucius, boy. Lucius, what's happening, fam? We got
Hey, let me get a record deal, homie.
You're so beautiful.
Number 21, DeCarmen Sims. And also number 83.
I ain't got your name, brother.
I don't know number 83. 83 is Cody Wood.
Cody Wood. We are live.
Dude. You know they don't want us talking too much during the plays.
Yes, sir. That's why we got the radio going on right there. So we're putting out every on the radio as well. So, you know, when we talk on radio, we got to make sure we turn the mics off.
Yes,
so they
sir.
Can
hear yes, sir.
Out there. Kicking. And when we do stuff like this, like kicking for the Liberty Eagles, then we can go ahead and turn on the mic.
Who is
and
it?
And that's number 0.
Tristan Hilger back to kick. I see him.
Kicking off for the Eagles is Tristan Hilger. Let's make some noise for these Eagles. It's game time.
Let's go.
That was a pretty good kick, man. Hit the ground at the 15-yard line. Returning for the Drillers is number 21.
That's number 21.
DeCarmen Sims. This is going to bring up
first and 10 to go for the West Texas Drillers. Let's see what they're going to do. That was a nice return, actually.
Very nice return. And don't forget about the concession stands. I know it's a little hot one out here today, so go ahead and get some of that H2O.
Yes, sir. I definitely need somebody to bring me a water or something. You got to stay hydrated. Let's go. Let's see how good this is going, man. I know that defense been pretty stout all year. To me, honestly, it's been the offense that's been slowing them down a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because on the radio, you know, we can give our opinion on the game. We can do it all that, but like on the stand, you know what I'm saying? We can't really say that over thing. And for you guys that's listening, you know what I'm saying? It's not, this is Darian. This is first game with me.
Yes, sir.
For the guys that are some loyal listeners of mine, that's why we're kind of going back and forth. It's kind of like a training thing, kind of going back and forth, you know what I'm saying? So I decided just to go live. Man, that's the only way to get
that's
it in.
That's the only way to learn. That's my best way. You only learn by experience.
Teacher. So that's what that – and in this kind of – you guys don't know how tough it is, too. Announcing and being on the radio is actually two different things.
Yeah, exactly.
Two different jobs. So because while you're announcing, people can see the game. So I'm like, man, I know what they got on.
I can see it. Yeah, they don't understand. They're going to look back like you. No, they always looking back like this. Because for one, it ain't no telling what we'll say. You know, we keep it clean, but, you know, we always got to keep the entertainers listening, man.
Yes, sir. And right now – right now, it's first and 10 for the West Texas Drillers. They got trips to the right. One running back to the right as well. Quarterbacking for the Drillers, we do have number 3, Adrian Hurdle. And he hands it off to the running back number 15. He gets a gain of about 12.
It's kind of made by a gang of Lions. Looks like they're coming out a little slow. First down the goal for the West Texas Lions.
And that was number 15, Nick Tipton, with the carry. For a Drillers first down.
You know, these boys, they always on IT and talking back and forth, so I'm ready.
Drillers in the shotgun.
He's looking up. He has a man. Overthrows number 88. Man, that was a close one.
Intended for Savon Jackson. Going to bring up second and 10.
He wanted that one. That one was probably going to go to the house. And he caught it. But luckily for the Love of Liberty Eagles, nobody was there for the catch. So they got away with one on that. Second down and 10 to go for the West Texas Drillers.
And the backfield, Nick Tipton, along with Adrian Hurdle.
That dude is all right, man. I remember the last time he came down. I think he was actually playing receiver last
the quarterback?
Time. Yes, sir. Oh, he's looking
right
deep.
Now, he's looking deep. He's on the guy.
Uh-oh.
And then we got.
He pushed him in the back.
Pass complete to number 83, Cody Wood.
I see a flag on the play. I see it. Let's see what it is.
Looks like I think I saw a shove, but
yeah, looked like he pushed off to me.
Yeah. He definitely got it on that one. So
that definitely was not Victoria's Secret. And that was just a, what you gonna do about it, son?
Pass interference is the call. Number 23, Derek Benson, pushed in the back on that. Looks like they're gonna bring that all the way back. So what they thought they had, they really don't got. And then they lost what they did have. So, you know, they just lose it.
Gonna replay second down.
Replay the second down. I like this Liberty defense, though. I'm really anxious to see what the offense going to look like with C. White at quarterback today. He usually has all season he hasn't been playing quarterback. You know, he do that coaching over in Perryton, too. So.
Okay. So now we got the starter back?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Every week, the Liberty Eagle defense seems to surprise me, man. They shut some guys out, and then they actually put some points up on the board against some teams
earlier
in the year. The guys led by one of my former teammates, Richard Jones, and I know you have a brother.
Number 50, DeMario Walker. Also, and then another good thing about this defense, everybody on the team is pretty versatile. They got C. White even playing cornerback, so he's pretty good on
both sides. There we go. It's going to be second and Amarillo for the Drillers, which is a problem. Second and 20.
Let's go.
Through quads to the left on the team, right?
He
seems to have one man open, but he had some pressure.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to go. Oh. He has a man open.
Defended by the I thought it was going to be picked off. I told you that boy is all right.
Corey White with the PBU. Let's make some noise for that Eagle defense.
That was nice, man. You see how he looked over his shoulder and everything.
He didn't want it. I guess he saw Jesus
in
his
front. Nah. He saw something. Hey, underthrowing and overthrowing, they're just not on the same page today. They were
third and long for the West Texas Drillers. Don't forget about the concession stands out there.
Yes, sir. For you fans here at the game, you hear us talking about something at the game. We know you're here. We're also broadcasting live over the radio station for some of our viewers. So,
yes, we are.
It sounds odd. It's because it probably is, but it's okay. Oh, yes. It looks like a flag on the play, either false start or encroachment, one or the other. But, yep, false start on the West Texas Drillers. So they're going to push them back a little bit more.
Ooh-wee.
This offense is shooting themselves in the foot today.
Yes, sir, indeed. It seems to me, man, if I'm them, they're probably going to run a quarterback draw.
Exactly.
Running back draw. Or they might go deep just like how they just did.
Exactly.
Let's make some noise for this Liberty Eagle defense.
Yeah, they don't have no problem stepping back. And throwing it deep. Shout out to number 16, CB. We going to get it in today, man.
CB me.
It's his nickname, man. It's, you know, like I said, I don't know what it really means. I just know the B is for Brentley. Because I can read. I almost said Bentley.
There goes the snap. Quarterback rolls around to the right.
Like he's looking deep. What's the thing?
He's the front guy. Oh, he's the front guy.
Fumble on the play.
Looks like we're
going to
be recovered by the Liberty
Eagles. Yes, sir. Fumble caused by number 47, Alize Douglas, on the play. All right, now, let's go. That Eagle defense is looking all right.
Let's make noise for that Eagle defense.
Let's go.
Now it's about to be first and 10 for the Liberty Eagles on the Drillers 40-yard line.
Yes, sir.
On the short field position. It's going to be the first field position here. We're going to see what C.J. Watt is going to do at quarterback.
Oh, it looks like they – oh, so they recovered it back. Okay, so I thought they –
we're on offense.
No. The West Texas Drillers were able to recover it again, apparently. Oh, no, it looks like they were in punt. My bad. Yeah, we had it. Number 47, just confusing. I told you these players play on every side of the ball, so.
Yeah, see, first and 10 for the Eagles.
Who's number 84 for us today? Dre Baskin. Hand off to number 21, Dustin Robinson, for a gain. Looks like no gain on the play.
Gets back to the line of scrimmage. is going to bring second and 10 for the Liberty Eagles.
No game, no game, no game, no game, no game.
No game.
Looks like we got number 84, Dre Baskin, starting at QB today. Looks like we're going to see somebody else at QB. I'm pretty anxious to see what he about. I haven't saw this one at quarterback. So.
And quad formation, two receivers to the left, two to the right. He's going to be a quarterback draw. He takes it straight up the hole. Oh, he's playing right on his back by number 12. Tackle made by T.J. London.
Quarterback keeper Dre Baskin keeps it. Looks like for another no game. No game. No game. I'm sorry.
Third and 10 for Eagle.
Let's see. We got our wide number 11. Got my boy Dante Walker back in the lineup. No relation. So it's the number 35, Eric Washington. Looks like it was a bit behind him. Tackle made by number 31 of the West Texas Drillers for a loss of about five on the play.
Cortez Glenn with the tackle for loss for the Drillers. He's going to bring up fourth and about 14.
Yes, sir. There was a loss on the play. Looks like that Eagle offense is going in the wrong direction today. Fourth and
West Texas and Odessa to Dallas type thing going on. Looks like they're going to put it that way. Looks like number zero. Is that
zero?
That is his name, man. I've been bumping zero for the last 3 days.
Oh, man, I've been bumping zero for like the past 20 years.
That's you.
Zero is one of the maddest, saddest rappers I know.
No, he gets you do some things. Shout out to Joseph McVay. Punting for the Eagles.
Tristan Hilger with the line drive kick actually turned out to be a nice one. Out right at the 10-yard line, so that was actually a pretty nice kick. Didn't get a lot of height on that, but it got where it needed to go.
And if you guys are just now tuning in, we're live at Lena Stevens Field, Lubbock Christian High School. It is the Lubbock Liberty Eagles versus the West Texas Drillers. It's a great day here in the 806. It seems to be approximately about 94, 95 degrees here. It's a sunny day.
With a good chance of rain still. So,
it's a sunny day.
West Texas at its finest. You know, it could be 100 with a chance of snow.
With a chance of snow. I went to work yesterday and it was hailing.
It was hailing, and then I was outside, and all of a sudden the sun came out. I don't know where it was. You just got a grill under a carport these days. It'll still be hot, but you know, it might be raining, sleeting a little bit. Yeah.
The next thing you know, it's fresh.
First down and 10 for the West Texas Drillers. Out on defense for the Drillers, we got number one, Corey White, number 23. Derek Benson, number three, Jaron Bullard, and number 50, DeMario Walker. Probably going to talk about why that offense was just so out of key last year.
The Eagles seem to be having a momentum right now as we speak, but it is early in the first quarter. We got about 11 minutes and 16 seconds to go here. We got a nice little crowd here. We got some umbrella, Ella, under my umbrella. Uh-oh. Drizzy Drake. I got enemies.
Sure.
I got some street
Yeah, grab one from over there, man. Yes, sir. Make yourself comfortable.
And if you guys, man, y'all can follow me on my Snapchat, PDT05. You know what I'm saying?
You can also follow myself, Darian Walker, on Snapchat at Mr._IDoItAll. Because I literally do it all. Yes, sir.
Party Lauren G.
I want it all.
Quarterback in for the Drillers is number three, Adrian Turtle.
Hand off up the middle. Looks
flag
like
on the
flag
play.
On the play.
It's a pack of Eagles led by number
And who is our number three? Is Darren Woodard. Yes, sir, I went to school with him. Known him for a very long time. And boy, when I met him, he didn't have hair. Now, when I met him again, he had dreads. I don't get it, but, you know, 2018. Anything. He's from, that's Wakandan dreads right there. Those are Wakandan dreads. That's my boy, though. No, this boy work hard, and he show up, and he do what he's supposed to do.
Let's make some noise for this loving Liberty Eagles defense. Woo!
Flag on the West Texas line is going to push them back 5 yards. Going to be in first and 15. They are definitely going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it seems like all quarter, which is
so are you saying it every time they have the ball, they're going in the wrong
seems
direction?
Seems like they just took
a play. Looks like they got one of
play number 27 with the carry, a gain of about 16 yards. That was Rodney Fluker Jr.
Chased
the first
down by, it looks like, number 85 of the Loving Liberty Eagles, Michael Samuels. That was a nice hustle play. Going to make it. Was that a first down? Yes, sir, it was. First
down for the West Texas Drillers. And once again, if you're just now tuning in, the Eagles do have blue pants, blue shirts, but also have stripes up the middle of sleeves in the pants, but also white helmets with red Eagles on it. And the West Texas Drillers have white pants, white jerseys with black stripes as well, with black helmets.
Yes, sir. I like both of the uniforms, honestly. I like the Eagles a little more, not being biased, but, you know,
yeah,
that's just at the
ooh,
blue
look. And look at that. The pack of Eagles is picking up number 15. Nick. Looks like he's running like the guy from Friday Night Lights.
Yes, sir. They are all over. That was a nice run. It looks like they do a little bit better when they keep the ball on the ground. It's going to bring up second and short for the West Texas Drillers. Tackle made by, like I said, a few Eagles over there.
A few Eagles, or should I say a flock of
Eagles. That was after the fact that he got 9 yards.
Coming in for the Eagles is number 66. Coming off is number 55.
Oh, number 66. They brought Truck. That's the nickname. In on defense. Let's see what's going on.
And the Drillers are actually in the shotgun right now. In the quad formation, two receivers to the left, two on the right, running back to the left, which is Nick Timpson.
Eagles got one safety back deep. Uh-oh, looks like he's going
to
throw it outside to the free
right. Flat. Fuck, I missed. He comes back, end up getting tackled by a few of Eagles, led by number 3.
Is 85, Mr. Samuels, and yes, sir, number 3.
That was Cody Wood with the reception. It's going to be another West Texas Drillers first down.
Yes, sir. I know that defense better get tight. Number 85 almost had him. Almost was able
coming
to stop
him. Coming
on the
field for the Eagles is number 25.
Who is number 25?
Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones. That is my boy, your boy, Shemajic Atkins. Let's see where they go with this.
Scrimmaging quads formation.
Yes, sir.
Now we have Tempton to run it back on the right side to the short side of the field. Oh, we
looks
got
like he's going to look deep. Uh-oh. He's
got pressure by number 91, Richard Jones. Oh, Richard Jones.
Smart play by number 3 of
Richard
West
Jones
State,
with the
right.
Pressure called in an incomplete pass.
He was lucky to get that out of his hand. That was a real heads-up play by number 3. Because he knew he had that monster on his back. It was hot.
Woo!
It was hot.
Big Rich camp. Big Rich was running like he was going out to a target lane.
Yes, sir. He was not playing. He was trying to get him. He was like, come here. I want him. Rich Jones. Who? Rich Jones. That boy walk cool, don't he? That boy walk like he is. Boy got a good walk to him.
The gold cleat.
Got the gold cleat, though. But
Rich Jones was actually my former teammate. Shout out to him. Once it played in the Canadian League as well. You know, Houston, Texas. Yeah, I know him a little personally right there.
Oh, handoff up the middle to number 15.
Nick Kempton.
Tackle made by number 3, Jaron Woodard. And also number 25, Shemajic Atkins.
Going to bring up third in about 9, but I ain't even trying.
I feel you, man.
You guys can listen live If you guys need somebody, want somebody to hear the game, make sure you guys go to SOAR on Facebook and you can listen live. Go
yes,
to facebook.com/SOAR.
Yes, sir. For those of you who don't know me, I just like to sing sometimes. So, you know, you might hear a tune, you know. That's just what I do, you know. That's just who I am. Looks like shotgun formation. Looks like they've
got
numbers on the trips to the left. That one guy was hiding behind that big lineman.
Oh, I see him right here to the right. He's on the out, and looks like he's manned up. And it's like,
I thought they was missing the bird.
Adrian Porter, the quarterback, is throwing them right now. Looks like he got one. He's down the field. He has one guy open.
Incomplete pass. Number 23, Derek Benson. I see you, boy. I see you. That was close.
Almost had it, dog. You almost had it.
Almost.
I'm on the beach.
That's what he wanted to say. He thought he was going, but he was on the island. He was on the beach, like Jada Pinkett said.
I don't know. I got the mic up for everybody. Look like he had that beach.
I think it hit the ground. I think he might have trapped it, so I don't know. I think he might have trapped it. That's probably because, you know, they don't see it, but, you know, from first glance at it, it did look like he snatched it away from him, but.
Mm-hmm. So right now it's going to be 4th and 9.
Looks like they're going to be having number 19, Jabari Parker, back to you, the kick. Onto the field as well, number 17 of the Eagles. Not sure of the guy's name. Looks like they might have switched jersey numbers. So number 3 just does it all for the West Texas Drillers.
Adrian Pirtle. And we are back live,
baby.
Song got a little hot right there, so I will apologize right there. Like I said, it's a hot day in the LBK. Right there it was.
Quarterback actually was looking up the field. Wasn't nobody there, so he actually was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Looked like he was going to take a sack for a loss on that, but
looks like going to be holding against the Eagles.
Yeah, I saw that flag come out.
Holding against the Eagles?
That's usually a play, a call you can make on every play. It's usually, if you look closely, it's usually always somebody holding. But, you know, it's up to the referee's discretion if they want to call that or not.
And we all know the discretion ain't always the same.
I thought it was something like that.
It's going to be second and long for the Eagles. And don't forget about the concession stands. Go over there and get hydrated.
Yes, sir. This game is also brought to you by Quick Quack. Reminding you, don't ride dirty.
Don't ride dirty like a millionaire.
Pass out the flag to number 21, Dustin Robinson.
Tackle made by number 20, Marquise Womack.
Oh, it looks like number 21, Dustin Robinson, and Bobby Womack's nephew have a few words to have for yourself.
The boys getting pumped up out there.
They're pointing fingers and saying,
"Oh, we said it's hot out here. I guess it's hot on the field, too."
They get mad. There's a lot of things being said out there.
I
heard it long for the Love of Liberty Eagles.
I support, Dave.
Man, PDP, who pleased you? Oh, he's looking at me.
Yes, oh, you want me to go ahead and take it? He better put the move on guy, number 20. Yeah, taco made from behind by number 42.
Oh.
Trey Faye. Trey Faye for the Drillers with the tackle from behind.
Number 84, Dre Baskins with the quarterback keeper. Put a little move on him, though.
Going to bring up another Liberty Eagle fourth in about five. Into the West Texas Driller territory.
Hey, okay, let's go, Lubbock Liberty Eagle fans. Let's see what we going to do. Hopefully we can go for it and get this first down. Our punting game usually is.
Eagles in the quad formation. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Brolin Bradford, the owner, to the short side of the field. And he gets the pass.
Oh, yes.
And
catch made by number 6 of the Lubbock Liberty Eagles. Brolin Bradford for an Eagle first.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I thought you was going to have to worry away.
No. You know, I got to go way retro on this.
Oh, now we got number 84 with the quarterback keeper around to the right side. Gained up about 7. Let's make some noise for this public Liberty Eagle offense, baby.
Let's go. Today was a good day.
Hey. Got a second and short. Like I'm late for court.
Hand off up the middle to number 21, Dustin Robinson. Looks like that's going to be an Eagle first down. That's going to be an Eagle first down. Let's keep it rolling. A little under a minute and a half to go. Eagles up 8-0 over the West Texas Pride. The West Texas Drillers. That's so disrespectful. They're going to get me for that one.
We got a timeout on the play. Timeout.
They're going to get me for that one. You know, they're in the same area.
Timeout taken by the Drillers. And right now, the Love of Liberty Eagles are knocking on the Drillers' territory. They're up right now 8-0, and they are on the 14-yard line and getting ready to push it in. I would imagine to take a little play fake right here if I'm the coach. Well, I might just do a little quick out to Brolin Bradford, the owner, and go ahead and get a quick six. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just a radio host.
Quick
trying
six
to
the number six.
Quick six to number six. Hey.
Really?
And if you guys from listening would like your people to hear, you can go to facebook.com/SOAR. That's SOAR. You can listen to the broadcast live. I'm your host, Petey Pete, and my co-host right here is Darian Walker.
Hello. Yes, sir. This is a nice game. What you think of the game so far, Pete?
Right now, I'm thinking the game is going pretty smooth, but it's a little hot, but it seems like it's getting a little hot on the field, just trying to keep it real. And right now, I see the Eagles is getting ready, trying to get that TD.
Yes, sir. I'm hot for other reasons, man. Can you believe I washed my car? Literally, as I left the car wash, it rained just for the drive up here.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I'm going to pull right back up to the car lot after this. I get a, you know, that $20. $20 turns this corner.
You know you can keep your receipt if you go to an automatic.
Shout out to Mighty Watch, though. No, I bought that unlimited because I lose receipts. Usually when I do that, I vacuum the receipt as soon as I do it.
Quarterback draw right there, number 84, gain of about 3.
Dre Baskin on the carry, on the quarterback keeper.
Second and 7, they are in the red zone here.
It's like a
we got a flag on the play. Flag on the play, personal foul.
Let's see what the call is.
Referee walking around to the coach like he's trying to go foul him.
Yeah, he walked up with a little, you know, pepping himself. That was
like, hey, bro, man, you know, you see what they're doing, man.
He walked up with a little bit of pepping himself. I thought they might have been having some words over there. That looks like they are. While they get that squared away, once again, like I say, shout out to Mighty Watch for the unlimited $20 pass, man. If you don't got that. It's like, why do you even pay for a car wash? I mean, you pay $10 a pop.
Well,
you pay $20, you go every whenever you want all month.
Well, I usually just wash my car at the crib.
Oh, don't get that.
Shoot, I use some
dog
soap.
Because you're running out of water. You go get, you know how
yeah, you got it. You got it. Yeah, man, they turned my water off the other day.
They turned my cold water off. How they do that?
Oh, about yeah, he gonna feel this.
Yeah.
Cold. Like, y'all could have won there. I put some of the push
right. Right. Oh, third down and about 7 to go for the Lubbock Liberty Eagles, number 84. It's an odd number for quarterback, but he's playing quarterback today. He's actually doing a pretty darn good job, man. So, shout out to Dre Baskin.
Yeah, you know, he probably was like, what if Randy Moss was a quarterback? You know, he's like, I'm going
to like, uh-oh.
Oh, pass complete. Pass complete. Oh, we got a helmet off on the
oh,
plate.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Looks
so,
like
number 21, Chuck also made by number 21.
That's 21 on 21 crime. Oh, that's actually number 35, Eric Washington, who has been beheaded, so to speak, by the West Texas
Drillers. Speaking of Washington, did y'all hear about this dude trying to sue all the presidents because he said George Washington is his relative? And so that means the White House is. So he's in the White House.
So you're
going to sue everybody.
You just go sue everybody. Yeah. Dead man.
But yeah, man, George Washington really my descendant. So y'all all owe me that money. It's really my house.
This is my house. We wanted to make you white, and it was our house.
And we letting y'all stay there.
we
got a fumble on the play.
Hand off to
Recover by the Eagles.
Well, in the hand off, more like a quarterback draw by the Lubbock Liberty Eagles. It's like a short game. Looks like it's going to be. Actually, second and goal. So it looks like they got to get in. It's about 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Looks like they're going to let this in. Looks like that. Be about the end of the first quarter. Going to be Lubbock Liberty Eagles 8, West Texas Drillers nothing.
Nothing.
Sometimes you gotta hit it with that church note.
Nothing. Yeah. Yes, we're live. Elena Stevensfield, Lubbock Christian High School, Lubbock Liberty Eagles versus the West Texas Drillers. That is the end of one quarter. We have 3 left. It's a hot day here in the LBK. We have clear skies. We have nice green grass. If you're just tuning in, the Eagles have on blue pants, blue jerseys, white helmets with red Eagles on it. Drillers have on white pants, white jerseys as well, but they have a black stripe on the sleeves and on the leg as well with black helmets. And I believe it's probably hotter than 95 degrees.
It's always hotter than what it's supposed to or what it says on the news. It's super hot. It stays hot. And then it rained a little bit, so that humidity just brings a little bit extra to it.
Yes, sir.
That humidity. That's why, man, when I stayed in Houston, man, that humidity almost made me pass that liturgy every day. I had to leave.
How did that feel?
It made you feel like I needed to move back away from that because it's too hot.
Speaking of Houston, man, condolences goes out to the family and to the kids that was at Santa Fe High School. That was a tragedy, man. I couldn't imagine that right there.
That scares me, man. I got a daughter, and I'm thinking about homeschooling.
Yes, me too as well. Yes, I need to teach my kids about credit anyway.
Sure, right?
Yeah.
I need to teach
you
myself
know.
About
it. Yes. Now we're live. Started the second quarter. Number 84, the Eagles. Hands it off to number 21. Those are on the left side of the field. What he won.
Reason to get live. Dustin Robinson for the Eagles. Touchdown. I don't know what kind of dance that was. But, I mean, you know, if he liked it, I loved it. Yeah, you know, I was cool. It was cool for him. It was cool for me, I guess, you know.
Yeah, you see that positive vibes. You know what I'm saying? Got to put that positive energy. But sometimes you got to let people know.
Yes, sir. Hashtag PBO. You know you got to put hashtag on 2018.
What does PBO mean?
Positive vibes only, brother.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. PBO
with the program, my brother. Oh. Like it's gonna be offsides on the defense? Yeah, offsides on the West Texas driller. I'm so anxious to call them pride, man. That's
so anxious.
I think that's why they be getting mad because people get them mixed up. Like, nah, I'm a driller. I ain't part of the pride. You know, y'all both in the same city. I'm sorry, like. Why don't y'all change our name? You know?
Like, oops, sorry. I mean, sure.
It's like calling somebody Jeremy and spelling their name with J. So the G. Like, no, it's starting with a G.
My name ain't Jesus. It's
Jesus. Getting all slow.
There goes the snap. There's number 84 coming around the right side of the field. He beat the guy around and hit the pylon.
No good.
Almost
had it, brother. Tried to beat him to the corner, number 20 of the West Texas Drillers. See, there again, I was almost ready to say pride, but he was on it.
Two-point conversion incomplete.
No good.
And that's going to make the score
14-0 for the home team dressed in royal blue with the red stripes against the West Texas Drillers, all white, black sleeves, black helmet, back deep for the West Texas Drillers, number 9. What was number 9, Pete?
Trey Lyons.
I guess if he do something, I remember his name. Now, won't I?
And just for a tip, like what somebody told me, it's like you see like the sky, you know, because you kind of got to try to paint a picture. You see, you got the softball field over there.
Yes, sir.
You know, and like the stands. That's what like one of my radio people used to tell me about whenever he listened to like baseball games.
Just give him a visual, imagery. Paint a good image.
Yes,
that's what she used to say. Miss Cox. That's talent.
Yeah.
Kick by number 0.
The Carrion Sims with the kick return. Jumps over one guy. Tackle made by number 17 of the Eagles. It's going to be 1st and 10. On the 32-yard line for the West Texas Drillers. 1st and 10 for the West Texas Drillers. Let's make some noise for this Eagle defense.
To that defense. Shemajic Akin, 66. Truck, the enforcer, number 3. Jaron Wooder, number
50. Don't forget
50.
About the concession stands over there.
Yes, sir, the concession stands. Anybody. If y'all want to bring me some water, that would be greatly appreciated. I would not mind if y'all brought me just a little cup of water. That's it. Just a little cup of water, slight ice, you know.
Oh, you one of those that will go up there to the drive, too.
Yeah. No, because some people, they just give you a it's like they be trying to save the company money that they ain't, you know, really caring about that. They going to put a whole cup of ice and then an ounce of juice. Like, I didn't say I want some ice with a little lemonade. I said
yeah.
I want lemonade
I want ice
with ice. It's a big difference in that. First down and 10 to go. The West Texas Drillers handoff up the middle to number 15.
15. Right. Gain of about a half a yard. It's going to be, I guess, it's up a half a yard, so that's second and 9.5.
Second and 9.5 would be correct math in my estimation. From my 12 years, too. No, I'm just playing with y'all. I did graduate on time.
You remember that math? Did y'all do have the math where you have to do something like Eminem, multiple math?
Nah, man.
60 seconds?
Oh, no, I didn't do that. I wasn't involved in none of that. I was an engineer. I was in quite a few things, but you know, the doing the math fast. No, I gotta take my time. I'll be past that. So math is something that I gotta think of. Yeah, it was only in third grade. I don't remember that. That was a long time ago.
Hand off to number 22nd of the drill.
Tackle made by number 3 of the Lubbock Liberty Eagles. He gets up. It's a little ecstatic.
He got about an inch of a yard. Talking about third and about 9 yards and a quarter.
Looks like nine and a quarter. You know, I'm gonna just take your word for it. You know, I'm doing radio. I don't got time for math. You know, I'm gonna do math every day. Like,
what's that up there, Jesus? What's that up there?
That is a sun that I'm glad to not be sitting directly under because it's a little too warm outside. Third down at about 8. Man, this is true, but I don't, you know, I'm one of those, I just say that it got to be kind of like 75 year round for me because I can't be too high.
Right there for the Richard Jones with the
pass. Uh-oh.
Oh, incomplete pass. Would that be intentional grounding?
Uh-oh.
Richard Jones
sure
with the
pressure.
You
want to
pick up the fourth? Down, let's make some noise for that Eagle defense.
Let's go. That Lubbock Liberty Eagle defense got them to a fourth and long. Let's
give
see what they're going
to
do.
That came up here today. I know it's a hot one. Shout out to you. Thanks for coming.
Number 19, my boy Jabari Friendship Parker. Remember what happened last time. That boy good. That boy caught it and didn't look back. What?
Hello?
We doing a lot of stuff.
Jabari Parker.
Thank you. Jabari Parker on the kick return. I thought he was going to take it to the house again, me honestly.
First and 10 for the Eagles.
Yeah. Number 84, Dre Baskins, that QB. He's been doing a pretty good job out there, especially on those quarterback keepers, man. He's been doing a pretty good job of keeping the defense on their heels. Let's see where that goes. For those of you in the crowd, if y'all wasn't listening to us, we also been doing a live broadcast as well on Soar Radio. So
yes, sir. I go to Facebook.com/Soar.
Kind of multitasking today, so you know.
Let your mama or your baby, mama or your side chick, let them know. If your girl is in the stands, tell your side chick. You don't have to listen on Facebook.
Catch made by number 19, Jabari Parker. For a gain of about 4. Can't see where the guy's doing the sticks of it.
It's gain of about 4. We're going to bring up 2nd and 6.
You can tell the heat getting to everybody. The little dude running the sticks. Like, man, where do I put this? Where do I put this at?
There goes a snap for the Eagles. Incomplete pass.
Pass intended for number 0. Tristan Hilger is his name.
0.
Incomplete pass. Going to bring up 3rd and about a long 6 to go. Number 84 is back at QB. Shout out to Latrice for throwing me off. You know, she does that. It's okay. It's okay. Turn up, turn up.
There goes the pass. Oh, pass incomplete. Intended for number 84.
Oh, looks like number 16.
I mean, number 16
got hit in a pretty sensitive area. Pretty sensitive area. You don't have to. Got to get the doctors to look at this after the game. After the game. But it looks like he is all right. He got his shirt up like he's Zeke. But, you know, he had a quarterback on the team for the day, you know. Shout out to my boy CD. Took it like a champ. And we live, baby.
Third and short for the Eagles. And I'm just wondering, they can hear it. I'm like, let's know everybody's in the room.
For real.
They can hear it. All right, Eagles, quad formation. Hand off up the middle to number 21.
Justin Robinson on the
carry. It's going to be an Eagles first down. Let's make some noise, 806.
Let's go. What you looking at? Ugh. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. First down is 10 to go for the Lubbock Liberty Eagles. That was actually number 25 on the carry. Shemajic Atkins, one of them versatile childs. The boy got bad feet, but they good at the same time.
First and 10 for the Eagles.
Oh, high snap.
Pass complete to number 0.
Pass complete to 0. Tristan Hilger for a Lubbock Liberty Eagle first down.
And it was Russell Anderson with the tackle on the play.
Well, that's not Russell Russell. Russell Russell, that's what I call it.
Russell.
Looks like they're going to get in a bit of a hurry up.
Eagles in quad formation. Two to the right, two to the left. Number 21 and running back to the
left. To the left.
Up to the center of the field. Tackle made by number 45 again. Russell Anderson.
Quarterback keeper by number 84, Dre Baskins. Once again, for those of you in the crowd here at the game today, we also are doing a live broadcast over the radio, SOAR Radio to be exact.
Yes, sir. Facebook.com/SOAR. Yes.
Uh oh, he's looking deep. Looks like he underthrew the little man. Come on, brother. You got to get it up, brother. Come on, brother. I'm your brother.
You got to let it go.
Let it go, baby. Looks like another incomplete pass, bro.
Hey.
Let it go. I'm sorry. Third and quicker.
Third
and short for the Eagles. Ooh, if you don't know, they got the coney ice over there.
Probably going on. Third and six. Yeah, it got to be going in and out. I'm going to turn mine off, and I'm just going to.
That's right. Oh, pass overthrown to number 0, Tristan Hilger. Looks like that's becoming one of his favorite targets.
I'm just going to unhook my mic. Hey. There goes a big PBU by the Drillers. Number 9, Trey Lyon.
No relation to Lucius Lyon. That is Trey Lyon of the West Texas Drillers. Drillers on the pass deflection. All we need is one mic, one mic. Like, didn't take it, take that.
Half volume of drink. You don't forget about the concession stands over there. If y'all need some of that H2O, some good A.
Gatorade. H2O. Water sucks. It really, really does. We get bored and hot. The heat kind of brings out the worst or the best in me, whichever way you look at it. Hold up. It's a little hot out here. First down and 10 to go.
If you guys just now tuning in, Leather Liberty Eagles versus the West Texas Drillers, which is out of Midland.
Yes, sir.
Number 15, Tipton, with the carry right up the middle. Talk about a pack of Eagles, led by number 3.
And number 56.
Stay right there.
Yes, I would love for that cloud to stay right there. That is a perfect setting for that cloud. This is perfect football weather. A few degrees, you know, lower, and that would be perfect. I love it, you know, because it's a little too warm for me. I don't really do heat.
8 degrees in deodorant.
Usually it is. Usually it is. That's what I thought.
Like bread and butter. Like, somebody said, that's my bread and butter. I was like, don't that make sense? All righty, the drillers come to the line of scrimmage. That quads formation. Two receivers to the right, two to the left.
Second and nine.
Running back is to the right side of the field, which is the wide side. Quarterbacking for the Drillers is Adrian Pirtle, number 3. He seems to be the best athlete on the team.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive, dude.
The wideout is leading Lonnie Jackson over here. And there goes Pirtle with the pass. Drops back. We have an Eagle in defense. Oh!
You almost had it, bro.
And they say the people on defense usually are the ones that really got hands like bricks. But I was going to say that play, but.
He almost caught it. He almost caught it.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can hear me. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on. Who's shade?
Oh, that's
mine. Now, I was trying to, we're going to move this pool.
Yeah,
I put out the mic
here in the phone. Yeah, oh, so y'all can't hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's people saying they can't hear us.
Oh, okay, yeah. So people keep saying, like, they can't hear us, but we don't know.
You know.
You know, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do. So this is what we're going to do. We can just, like, right here, we just let that ride just off on the radio. And
then
as soon as the end right there.
Oh!
Pass
complete to number 88.
Savon Jackson. No relation to Joe Jackson. Let's see if this touchdown is going to stand. And it looks like the flag was on the Lubbock Liberty Eagles, so that's going to – looks like that touchdown is going to stand. Smash was the call. Touchdown was the end result.
That's a beautiful cloud.
That is a beautiful cloud. Got a nice crowd out here today. Nice softball fields out over in the northwest area over there. Got the trees blowing in the light, slight breeze.
Mm-hmm.
No rain, no precipitation at the moment. But not at this time.
It's raining on the eastern
side. It's raining on the eastern side.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a big right there.
Yeah, that's what he want to do outside. This rain and weather needs to decide what he want to do for the day.
Machine.
Mm-hmm. That's son, I'm telling you.
2-point conversion, no good. Lubbock Liberty Eagles getting ready to receive the kickoff return. We're live, man. Lena Stevensfield, Lubbock, Texas, a.k.a. the Hub City. Some people call it 806. Some people call it the 806. But this is what be bipolar like most of these females
down. No, man, you're going to get a stabbed after the game, man. I'm trying to be able to make it to my car after this, man. I got stuff to do, Pete.
Yeah, you know, man, sometimes, you know, you got to let them know, man. The other day, I had to say Happy Mother's Day to the thoughts out there.
Oh, man.
You know, they got kids, too. You know, they're just at home with granny.
All right. He said they got kids, too. They just said they granny ass. It's okay. It is all right. Number six, Brylin Bradford.
Don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out to KCBD. They're here.
Oh, yeah. Getting the full coverage. We on every kind of social, on every kind of media outlet today. All right. Good punch.
Brown and Bradford receiving the kick for the Eagles. Brings it upfield.
Uh-oh. And he's gone. And he's gone. Oh, it's stepped out of bounds. Oh, man.
He didn't want it.
Oh, man, I wanted a backflip. And I wanted icy. If somebody could bring me an icy, that would be real cool. Come get the cash. Whoever come get it, I will buy you one, too. Shout out to Shotty coming up here with ribs for your boy. First and 10 for the Lubbock Liberty Eagles.
We got trips to the right, one receiver to the left.
To the left. It'll be so, I don't know why I feel obliged to start saying that when you say to the left. I don't know. My Uncle Luke is coming out. To the left. That dip, baby. Dip. Come on, that dip.
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool, but I should have seen you. He said, I'll do.
First and 10.
That's all
right. Yes, it is all, sir.
First and 10 for the Eagles. Looks like we got the confusion out on the field. Flag on the play.
No, I got a $20 bill somewhere in my pocket.
Got a 20. It looks like it's going to be against the Drillers. Oh, once again, the Eagles are trips right.
You know you're paying better when you got to stand up to get in your pocket.
It's just hot.
Look, an incomplete pass to number 24, Rod Moore.
I don't even care
what card you get. Shout out to Kent.
Shout out to our listeners on the radio.
Yes,
we just had a fat moment. No, that was an incomplete pass. Don't give me a option of ribs or anything.
I know. I'm the thing of ribs.
Number 84, scrambling around the right side of the field. Looks like he was actually, that was an incomplete pass. His arm was going forward.
He pumped fake and lost control of the ball. I feel sorry for that guy right now. I can only imagine what he's going through. It's okay.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
Oh, so that was an incomplete pass. So he lucked out on that one. He did that on purpose. He was throwing it away. He was throwing the ball away.
See, man.
That would be my
get my brother's ball back.
I was throwing the ball away.
I wasn't even trying. You know, that's what you
do. Yeah, like I was. You know, I tried to do that. Third and about six to go for the Lubbock Liberty Eagles. Get it.
And right now they are on the 41-yard line. They seem to be getting into Drillers territory. There goes number 21 with the carry gain of about two.
Yes, sir. It's going to bring up a fourth down for the Lubbock Liberty Eagles. Going to be fourth. Let's see if they decide to go for it. They went for it last time.
And right now the score is 14-6. And right now, you know what, I actually would take my chances, man. It's coming up to the end of the first half here.
I'm saying.
Our defense been holding up pretty good. Right now we do have a timeout on the play.
Timeout.
So who's that going to be, though? Who took that? Oh, it looks like it's going to be the West Texas Drillers on the timeout. Where are they going? Like they got a bit of a conversation going on. Roll them.
Roll them. Now we're about to resume play. Number 84 has been doing a pretty good job for the Eagles.
Yeah, Dre's been a nice newcomer to this Lubbock Liberty Eagle offense. Not sure if they had played him at quarterback last game. I know usually it's number zero, Tristan. I mean, yes, number zero, Tristan Hilger, and number 10, Lazarus Perez.
Lazarus. He got a little bit of time running around the right side of the corner. Oh, has
The boy got good toes. I like his toes. The way he kept the toes in. Yeah, I like how I'm steady saying toes. Yeah, I just say toes. Sometimes it's just a good word. First down, 10 to go for the Lubbock Liberty Eagles. That was a dart. That boy threw that on the line, on the money. Dre's asking.
Let's make some noise for that Eagle offense, though.
Good ending. I think they heard you.
It's just hot. You know, that end is that sun is draining.
Yes,
he's going to see you.
Right now, the Eagles in quads formation, two receivers to the wide side of the field, two receivers to the short as well. They hand it off to the left side, the wide side of the field, to number 21, and he takes off a couple tackles, but he ends up tackled by number 42 of the Drillers, Trey Faye.
Trey Faye. He said I like a rapper. Tackle made by Trey Faye. That's his stage name. Like, he make it famous. He can just use that name. Like, he don't have to do no changing. It's just, who is you? You got to say it kind of soft, like baby face.
Like he light skinned.
Yeah, it looks like he used a lot of baby.
He got one of them Jerry curls.
Baby hair. That's what he got. He got that baby hair brushed down on his forehead. Oh, no, baby. Boy, it looks like he's going to. Oh, he's got a number 35. Eric Washington for another Lubbock Liberty Eagles touchdown.
Ding, 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 ding.
20-6 Eagles over the West Texas Pride. I like that pose that boy did. Oh, I called him the Pride again. Oh, well, they ain't going to look nobody. I did that on purpose just to say that so they could have something to say on I-10. That is if you don't know, that I-10 unfiltered. It is exactly that. They are unfiltered.
Eagles getting ready for the 2-point conversion here. He throws it up for the fade.
Oh,
16, and it is good.
What I
say?
That's what I
say.
What I say, CB? I know it. That boy went up like Megatron.
That boy good.
I'm going to just call him Tron, though, because he ain't really slow. I see you, Tron. I see you, Tron. Oh, you my best friend.
That's not even yours.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
2-point conversion was good now, man. We're live here at Lena Stevens Field, Lubbock, Texas. We got 7 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the second quarter.
That was a really nice catch by number 16, Chris Bradley, a.k.a. CB. When I see him on the field after a receiver, that's sort of what I envision. Look how long he is. Like, he ain't swollen or nothing. He ain't no meat or nothing. But, you know, he all right. Back to kick number zero. Tristan Hilger is his name, man.
That's his government name?
Government. G-O-V apostrophe T. That's how I spell it. I'm abbreviating everything. You know, nowadays you can abbreviate your whole life.
Yeah, I see. You say what? P-O-V?
Positive. No, it's
P-V-O. Oh, P-V-O.
I mean, it could be P-O-V. It could be positive only by something. That's how you see it. Oh, I kind of could see that kick coming. Uh-oh.
All righty, number 88, Tavon Jackson with the kickoff return. Makes one guy miss, makes a couple guys miss, where he's actually brought down by number 6, Braylon Bradford. You're going to be your first down for the West Texas Drillers here. They're just coming up out of Midland, Texas, and where they're pretty known for the oil fields down there.
Yes, sir. I sort of kind of, you know, day job. That's
sort of kind of.
Well, we provide the sand for the oil field, but, you know, I don't really do nothing. I just kind of sit there and watch TV a little bit. Don't tell nobody I said this. My boss looking, I don't be doing none of that. You know, I don't be doing none of that. I be actually working.
And you care about your job.
And I love my job.
And you look like you look forward to making the future.
I'm telling you, I love it. I seize myself being there for a very, very long time.
It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Drillers here. And they're going to have, they are in the I formation. Yes.
Yeah,
in the backfield, we do have. We're
going to get in a stack formation.
Yes.
Let's see.
Roberto hands it off to the fullback, number 15, Gibson.
Number 25, Shemajic.
I think they actually are going after the Friday night, like, kind of look.
Yeah, I know.
What you think?
That's what I said. That's what I told you. I mean, you know, down in that Midland area, that's pretty much all they have. They have oil and football. So if you ain't doing nothing, then why are you in the city? That's kind of how they go. If you ain't doing
that, ain't never really been down there.
Football, why are you here?
I said I've yet to even visit Midland. Never been there.
I usually visit Midland when I'm passing through. So does that count?
Right. Nah. I mean, yeah, I would say that counts.
I mean, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen Midland before.
You physically was there. You didn't have to stop.
You
like,
know,
I've been through Atlanta. I ain't never been at Atlanta.
Yeah, you
know. Oh, now we have number 27 for the Drillers with the carry. Rodney Fluker Jr.
Chased down by number 91, Rich Jones. Number 50, DeMario Walker. Also, number 3, Jaron Woodard. That boy had nowhere to go. He was so scared, he just failed.
If you guys just now tuning in, we're live, Lena Stevens football field, Lubbock Christian High School with semi-pro football. Lubbock Liberty Eagles versus the West Texas Drillers.
Yeah, he didn't want all that weight. That was about half a ton coming at him had he got hit by all of them.
That is correct. Now it's going to be 3rd and long for the Drillers. Quarterbacking is Bertle.
Shout out to number 50 of the Lubbock Liberty Eagles. He's fresh, but he ain't clean, though. I don't know what that means. Uh-oh. They're going to make him step outside the pocket. Oh.
There goes Bertle, completes it to number 25 of the Drillers. Oh, pass complete to Martin Zambrano.
Morris.
Tackle made by number 40, Brandon Earl Taylor. I know him personally, so I can say Earl. Earl. You need to make a tackle now. Oh, my bad. I kind of just remixed some stuff.
Remix!
After the completed pass, 1st down and 10 for the West Texas Liberty. West Texas Pride, West Texas Drillers. I done mixed all kinds of stuff together.
Yeah, I'm straight. Gabby got off work at 4 and got to go to a second job at 6. There was no sense to me suiting up for half a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And they look like they're doing
art. Right. Yeah. Oh, Rich Jones almost gets a tackle. Roberto escapes and makes one through this, picks up a block. Oh, it wasn't a touchdown. It was close.
Looks like touchdown for the West Texas Drillers. That boy stuck that foot in the ground and was gone.
But then again,
he was
gone. Every other linebacker in the outside linebacker.
He was gone. It's going to make the score 22-12.
We're doing referee.
Yeah, we're doing broadcast on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I was down there myself. Boy, I was out there smacking them. I knocked that quarterback out. Scotch free off edge. Nobody blocking.
Don't play quarterback down there.
I don't know. Number 3. I'm just sitting there.
Looks like the West Texas Drillers are going to attempt another 2 points, try to make up for them not getting anything on the last
Don't make no sense. This is a perfectly good team that's ran good right here. In Lubbock. It's not the Outlaws, but y'all want to travel. Like y'all can't win. Like we can't win in Lubbock. We won a championship last year.
Oh, pass complete. 2-point conversion is good. Berto, what an outstanding play.
That was nice. That was nice.
That was a really nice play right there. It looks like a little, I guess they don't say Michael Pinkett.
That was slow-mo-ish because he wasn't moving fast. It looked like he had bad knees.
I'm glad you cleaned that up.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't really going for the Romo.
I'm not saying every time I mention big, it's got to be something with spectacular agility and speed from left to right and north and south.
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty special character. I don't think that – outside of – who was the guy out of Louisville? What's his name? Jackson, the quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
I haven't seen nobody move like him. It's pretty – That agility from left to right and able to stick your foot in the ground and be able to just go from zero to 100 in 2 steps. Not everybody has that ability. Slack, we got number 6, Rylan Bradford, to return the kick. Also number 24, Rod Moore. It's turning out to be a pretty good game.
Yes, sir, man. I would say the momentum's kind of going back and forth here, but the Drillers have just got their touchdown right there. They're going to score 22-14, 4:08 to go here in the first half. And I would say this has been a really long half here.
Yes, sir, it has.
It still could be any man's game. Getting ready to kick number 34, Dick Taylor. That's a pretty good kick. I guess nobody wanted it, though. Back to the end zone. It will be a touchback. Number 19.
Friendship. Jabari Parker downs it in the end zone. Yes, sir. 4:08 left in the first half. Lubbock Liberty Eagles up 22 over the West Texas Drillers, who have 14.
And what you think about the rodeo, man? How you think? How you feel? You think it feel good, man?
Man, I like this, man. I got to say, once I get settled in, I don't even notice that it's there. It's just me doing my thing, and the mic is off.
Yeah, man.
Got to make sure I keep up with that when you're doing radio and commentating.
You got to multitask, you know, you got to stay focused and do things this and there. You know, man, you know, it's different. It gives you a big different feel, and you realize, you know, some of the things that you do say and things like that.
Exactly.
And that goes number 84 going deep. Oh, pass incomplete.
Extended for number 19, Jabari Friendship Parker. Looks like it's. The other number 19, that was 19-on-19 crap. The other number 19 was able to get a hand in the face of Jabari and break up the pass. Got to bring up a second and about 10. Second and 10 to go for the Eagles. And off up the middle to number 21, Dustin Robinson. Looks like he's going to be fumbling, bumbling, and stumbling. For about 5 yards. These guys are all pretty versatile. Sometimes you don't know where these guys are going to play at.
He's going to bring up third in about 5.
Yes, sir. Dustin was also the one to catch that tippy-toe sideline catch just a second ago out the backfield. So these guys can also do a lot more than what their position entails. So we're going to see what they do, see how it gets them through this game. Oh,
here goes 84 running out to the right side of him.
Ooh. Oh, nice spin move.
Oh.
He's finally hit by number 4.
Spinning and grinning gets knocked out of bounds. I didn't go down, though.
Nice spin move by number 84, Dre Vasquez. That boy good. I actually thought he might have
been. And he did move the chains. It's going to be an Eagle first down.
Looks like a timeout or an injury.
We got a timeout on the field. We got about 3 minutes to go here in the first half. We have a Driller that's taking a knee here. Number 15, Tipton. And what we're going to do, going to go ahead and take a halftime break here on Soar Radio. And want to thank everybody there that's listening. And if you're listening and would like us to broadcast your game, hit me up, soareveryday@gmail.com. Shout out to Darren. You want to give a shout out, man?
Oh, man, just shout out to all you fans out there listening in live on this broadcast, man. It's just so fun to be out here with you doing my thing. Like I said, once again, I appreciate the opportunity of you bringing me up here, recognizing these skills, you know, just giving me a chance to learn as I grow in this profession, you know, if that is something I choose to pursue.
That. I know, that's right, man. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to the people listening to the radio. Shout out to the fans. Shout out to both the Eagles and the Drillers broadcasting live, 7 Athletes Respectfully Radio. It's PDP.
I know.